Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
It's 78242.
78242, is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
Yes, it's Janice Alfonso.
Thank you. I'm looking at the name, Ms. Alfonso. Is it spelled with an A or an F?
It's spelled Janis and then Afonso.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can I have the shipping address on the account?
I can give you the street name. It's SO port and the zip code is 78242. So my name is Rosa Rodriguez. I'm calling from Security Service Federal Credit Union. My member is here in front of me stating that she did not authorize this transaction. So it was just, we were just calling to find out what type of a company this is and also what is it that you're providing as far as a service.
Okay, I understand. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist y'all with that, but I still need to first finish pulling up the account.
Okay, you're fine. Thank you.
Okay. Can you verify, since you can't verify the shipping address, can you verify the email address?
Did you put an email address? Janessa Alfonso. Okay. It's Janice Alfonso 53@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that. I was able to go ahead and pull up an account and verify with that email address and information. Thank you so much. So, how can I help you today?
Well, there was a transaction that transpired on the member's account yesterday, and she is not aware of what this Modern Fitness Tech is, nor did she authorize the transaction. So okay, she's just wondering.
But I do see that she was billed for the Bites Hub Meal Planning app. That was a monthly subscription for the $59.89 for the meal planning app. That app, my apologies. That app helps to use everyday foods to boost energy and cut out cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. So that was created when she, it looks like, entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum. It was paired as part of that initial entry. You had the ability to sign up for the meal planning app as well. Does she remember ever entering any type of contest?
She said that she did a survey for Home Depot, and we walked through the process together, but it didn't mention anything about registering for a Curb Your Appetite type of...
It's called Bites Hub.
Okay, so the one, it comes up as Modern Fitness Tech, so I'm assuming that's the mother company of of what the product is or what have you. But is there any way to cancel that? Because she did not authorize that transaction. She was just looking to do a survey for Home Depot.
I understand. Well, I do apologize. We strictly only service the Bites Hub. We don't service the contest entry, ma'am. but I'll be more than happy to cancel this account out for the customer.
Okay. Does that stop any current shipments or?
This is going to cancel out the account. I'll be more than happy to assist you with the refund as you've requested for the customer. Now, do you need to verify, though, is there a dispute or a block that would prevent me from issuing a refund today, ma'am?
Well, I guess if you can submit a email to let her know that there's going to be a refund, then we'll hold off on the dispute.
I'll be more than happy to provide you with information regarding the refund and cancellation.
Okay.
As well as the confirmation numbers, and the customer will receive an email when I'm finished with all of that.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go ahead and speak to my supervisor, see what we can do regarding this refund for you. Please stand in line for just a moment while I speak with them. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate it. They said that they're going to, that when you click on the survey, that it prompted a, like a trial offer thing for curb your appetite type items. So that it's like a diet plan. And so I told the representative that there's not anything on there. Like through the whole prompt, I don't see anything on there. So I asked that they can go ahead and cancel the shipment, cancel the subscription, and also, so that they can go ahead and refund you. They said that they were going to talk to their supervisor to see about the refund. I said, well, if we can get a confirmation that there's going to be a refund, then that'll be great because now we have confirmation. If we need to continue the dispute process, that we can go ahead and do that dispute. So they're talking to the manager right now. Yeah, I wouldn't go back in there again just to make sure because you don't know what they're going to charge you. I didn't see anything on there, but I didn't read all of the fine print on that last page. So.
Ma'am, I went in so the my supervisor was able to go ahead and get them to agree. Today is a one-time courtesy of
okay. I don't know if you know this, but your phone sounds really staticky, but I did hear that you said
better.
Yes, definitely. A lot better. Okay. It comes in and out, but you said that she was gonna go ahead and refund.
Yes.
Okay, and then you'll send a confirmation email.
I'm working on the refund for you. I'll have confirmation numbers shortly for you guys.
Okay, thank you so very
much. Stand in line while I get this refund.
Sure, appreciate it.
I'm still here. I'm working on your all's on the refund for the customer.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
I'll have that cancellation number shortly.
Okay,
thank
you.
That refund confirmation for you.
Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Okay, ma'am. I have a confirmation number for you.
Okay, sure.
Cancellation confirmation is going to be Sea Lake and Charlie 92061-2809. That is your cancellation confirmation for the customer. And now the refund confirmation number is going to be for the full refund of $59.89, and that is 7168968333.
Okay, so the confirmation number for the refund was 7168968333?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Is there anything else I can do for you, please?
Okay, and I'm so sorry, what was that again?
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Okay, and I'm so sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Joseph, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so very much. I appreciate your time and your service.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.